者路加啊说到啊，在他遇见复活的耶稣之前，叫他扫罗。
Saul abided to the Jewish law religiously. Even he was the teacher of the law, and I would call him the law enforcement officer of the Jewish people in Jesus' time.
扫罗虔诚地遵守犹太法律，即使他是法律的老师，我们也会称他为耶稣时代的犹太百姓的执法官。
But without guns.
但是没有枪。
Saul persecuted Christians, sent them to jail. But Paul was transformed, filled with the Holy Spirit, received his spiritual eyesight after he met the risen Christ.
保罗迫害基督徒，把他们送进监里。但保罗在遇见复活的耶稣之后，他的生命被改变了，充满了圣灵，他得到了灵性的视野。
Saul tried all his power to keep those who defiled God out.
扫罗曾经用最大的他的力量去把那些不信神的人排除。
Now the converted Paul dedicated the rest of his life till death to bring people into God's family. He wrote in the letter to the Ephesians saying, I'll let you.
现在被改变了的保罗至于他献上他的余生直到死亡，使人们进入上帝的家庭。他在信中跟以弗所这样说道。
But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead.It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us.Who are united with Christ Jesus?
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是在他基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himselfOne new people from the two groups, together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death.
基督就是我们的和平，他使双方合而为一，拆毁了隔在中间的墙，就是以自己的身体除掉双方的仇恨。并且废掉了律法的规条，使两者在他里面成为一个新人，这样就缔造了和平。基督既然急着十字架消灭了仇恨，就急着十字架使双方与神和好，成为一体。
By the blood of Christ, now we are included in Christ's household, members of God's family, citizens of God's holy kingdom. We are His house.Joined carefully together with other members, becoming the holy temple of God, God's dwelling by His Spirit.
因着基督的血，现在我们被纳入在基督的家庭里，成为神的家庭的一员，上帝圣国的公民。我们是他的家，与其他成员一起成为神的圣殿，神的灵居住在里面。
Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children.
无论是外邦人还是犹太人，只要他们相信这个好消息， 都同等地继承上帝的儿女的福分。
Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because all who believes in Jesus belong to Christ Jesus.
两者都是同一个身体的一部分，都享受着祝福的应许，因为所有相信耶稣的人都属于基督耶稣。
We are now included in the household of Christ. In this world of segregation, exclusion, and hostility, but Christ has already broken the wall of segregation, exclusion, and hostility.
我们被包括在基督的家庭里，在这个种族隔离、排斥和敌意的世界里，基督已经打破了隔离、排斥和敌意的墙。
We belong to Christ. We are one regardless of race, ethnicity, and gender.
我们属于基督，无论种族和性别，我们都是合一的。
No more exclusion, segregation, even integration, but inclusion. No more dividing wall in Christ's household.
再也没有排斥、隔离，我们被包容，在基督的家庭里不再有墙。
As you can see in the PowerPoint, I think Trinity just look like the inclusion part, right? We're all together.
我们看到这个屏幕，我们可以看到我们的教会是属于包容的。
I'll use this last story to end my sermon.
我今天用这一个故事来结束我的正道。
Timothy Paul Jones wrote a story about his adopted daughter.
Timothy Paul, 他写了一个故事，是关于他收养的女儿。
It goes like this. His middle daughter had been previously adopted by another family, but they never quite integrated the adopted child into their family of biological children.
他是这样的，他的中间的女儿以前被另一个家庭收养过。但是他们从来没有把收养的孩子融入他们的亲生子女的家庭里。
After a couple of rough years, they dissolved the adoption, and Timothy and his wife ended up welcoming an 8-year-old girl into their home.
经过几年的艰难岁月，他们最后放弃了收养。Timothy 和他的妻子最后收养了一个8岁的女孩。
For one reason or another, whenever his daughter's previous family vacationed at Disney World, they took their biological children with them, but they left their adopted daughter with a family friend.
For 由于种种的原因，他们每一次去家庭旅游的时候，去迪士尼乐园的时候，他们都只会带他们自己的亲生儿女，而把他收养的女儿留给一个他朋友的家庭看管。
Usually, at least in a child's mind, this happened because she did something wrong that precluded her presence on the trip.
至少在孩子的心目当中，他们会这样想，因为他们做错了很多事情，所以他们不可以去旅游。
And so, by the time they adopted their daughter, she had seen many pictures of Disney World, and she had heard about the rides and the characters and the parades.
就是因为这样种种的原因，他收养的女儿在他看过很多迪士尼乐园的照片，他也知道很多卡通人物的性格和一些游行。
But when it came to pass through the gates of the Magic Kingdom, she had always been the one left on the outside.
但是每当他要进入这个魔术王国的时候，大门的时候，他一直是在外面的。
Once Timothy found out about this history, he made plans to take her to Disney World the next time a speaking engagement took their family to the southeastern United States.
一旦 Timothy 发现了这个他的过去的时候，他就计划在他下一次去美国南部演讲的时候，他就计划一个家庭的旅游去迪士尼乐园。
What Timothy didn't expect.Was that the prospect of visiting this dream world would produce a stream of downright naughty behavior in their newest daughter?
但是出于Timothy 预料之中的，他是因为这个旅行，他的收养的这个女儿，她有一系列的一个非常顽皮捣蛋的行为。
In the month leading up to their trip to the Magic Kingdom, she stole food when a simple request would have gained her a snack.
在他去旅行的那前一个月，他会去偷食物。他其实只要简单的提出要求。
When she lied when it would have been easier to tell the truth, she whispered insults that were carefully crafted to hurt her older sister as deeply as possible. And as the days on the calendar moved closer to the trip, her rebellions multiplied.
在一些他很容易讲真话的一些情况之下，他却去撒谎，而且他用一些用一些侮辱的话语去尽最大的可能去伤害他的姐姐。所以在他那个旅行的日子越来越近的时候，他捣蛋的这些行为是越来更加厉害。
A couple of days before they headed to Florida, Timothy pulled his daughter into his lap to talk through her latest incidents.
在去佛罗里达的前几天的 一天，提摩太啊 Timothy 他把他的女儿抱在大腿上，就谈论这些啊事情。
His daughter said to him right away.
他的女儿立刻对他说
，I know what you're going to do. She said flatly.
我知道你要做什么。他很坦白地说
，You're not going to take me to Disney World, are you?
你不会带我去迪士尼乐园，是不是？
The thought hadn't actually crossed his mind, but her downward spiral suddenly started to make sense now.
这些想法他其实他从来没有想过，但是当他的女儿啊有这个负面的提问的时候，他觉得好像有点道理。
She knew she couldn't earn her way into the Magic Kingdom. She had tried and failed that test several times before.So she was living in a way that placed her as far as possible from the most magical place on earth.
她知道这个女儿，她知道她没有办法进入这个魔法王国啊，因着她自己的行为，所以她因为她尝试过很多次，每一次都失败，所以她在生活在一种，她就让她自己生活在一种她尽可能远离这个地球上最她认为最神奇的地方。
In retrospect, Timothy was embarrassed to admit that at that moment he was tempted to turn her fear to his own advantage.
回想起来 ，Timothy 很尴尬地承认，在那一刻，他想把他的恐惧变成自己的优势。
The easiest response would have been.
最简单的反应就是
，If you don't start behaving better, you're right. We won't take you.
如果你不开始表现得好的话，你是对的，我们不会带你去。
But by God's grace, he didn't.
但是因着上帝的恩典，他没有。
Instead, he asked her, "Is this trip something we are doing as a family?"
相反，他问他，这次旅行是不是我们作为一个家庭做的事情呢
？She nodded, brown eyes wide and tear-rimmed.
他点头。他的眼里充满了泪水。
Are you part of this family? Timothy asked.
Timothy, 他问道，你是不是这个家庭的一员呢？
She nodded again.
他再一次点头。
Then you're going with us. Sure, there may be some consequences to help you remember what's right and what's wrong, but you are part of our family, and we are not leaving you behind.
那你就和我们一起去，当然会有一些。后果，因为什么是对的，什么是错的。但是你跟我们一起去，因为你是我们家庭的一部分，我们不会把你扔在后面。
However, her bad behaviors remained.
但是她的不良的行为依然存在。
Her choices pretty much spiraled out of control at every hotel and rest stop all the way.
她的行为几乎是受失控的，在每一个酒店。在每一个休息的地点。
Still, they headed to Disney World on the day they had promised, and it was a typical Disney day.
当然，然而他们在计划的那一天，他们依然前往迪士尼乐园。
Overpriced ticket, overpriced meals, and lots of lines mingled with just enough manufactured magic to consider maybe going again someday.
那是一个非常典型的迪士尼日。非常昂贵的门票，非常昂贵的饭菜，还有很多很多的排长队，就是让他有这些很多的节目，让人们去再一次考虑，他们下一次再来。
In their hotel room that evening, a very different child emerged.
在那一个晚上，在酒店里，一个非常不同的孩子形成了。
She was exhausted, pensive, and a little weepy at times, but her month-long disguise of rebellion had faded.
她精疲力尽，她有些悲伤，甚至哭了。但看到一个这 一个长达一个多月的反叛的伪装已经慢慢的褪色。
When bedtime rolled around, Timothy prayed with her, held her, and asked her, "So how was your first day at Disney World?"
当就寝的时候 ，Timothy 和他一起祷告，抱着他说：“你在迪士尼乐园的第一天过得怎么样呢
？”She closed her eyes and snuggled down into her stuffed unicorn.
她闭上眼睛。依偎在他的 独角兽里。
After a few moments, she opened her eyes ever so slightly.
过了一会儿，她睁开眼睛，说
"Daddy," she said.
爸爸，她说
"I finally got to go to Disney World, but it wasn't because I was good. It's because I am yours."
她说。我终于去了迪士尼乐园，但这不是，但不是因为我是乖，而是因为我是你的。
Jesus has created one new humanity, one new body, belong to Him. We are His, not because we are good. It is because of God's grace and mercy and love. Jesus says, "You are mine."
耶稣创造了一个新的人，一个新的身体属于基督。我们是他的，不是因为我们是好的，而是因为神的恩典和慈爱。耶稣说：“你是我的。”
As I'm preparing the sermon and reflecting, continue to reflecting, a song came through. Jesus spoke to me through the song and gave me great comfort.
当我在准备这篇讲道的时候，有一首诗歌给我非常大的安慰。
That is why I made the change that the response song will be postponed after the communion.
所以我想把这首歌在我们领圣餐之后来唱。
And this is the song that Jesus spoke to me, and I hope now you feel the same. Jesus is speaking to you.
这一首歌是耶稣在跟我说话，我也希望因着这首歌，基督耶稣也跟你说话。
I will come to you in the silence. I will.From all your fear, you will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still.